brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
So I'm a relatively new listener, but I've been watching your videos for the past couple of weeks now at work, and I keep hearing you like take miniature like jabs at SoFi. And so as somebody who uses SoFi, I was wondering if there is a reason you don't like the app and if you would recommend an alternative.
Well, SoFi is a bank.
Yeah, I know.
You know that, right?
Sorry, not app, bank.
Okay, they're a bank, and they sell debt. They sell debt.
Okay.
That's what they do. Everything in the app is designed amongst all this cheesy acting like they care about you bullcrap, but they don't care about you. They're trying to sell you debt. They're basically, you know, Bank of America in a millennial clothing. That's all they are. I mean, they're a bank. They sell credit card debt. They sell student loan debt. They sell mortgage debt. They sell home equity loan debt. It's where they make all their money. They're a bank. They sell debt. You know that, right?
Yeah, I was just wondering if there was something more to it, because, like, from what I've listened to in your videos, it seems like basically every bank does that. So I was wondering if there was a reason why you usually call out SoFi specifically.
I call out Bank of America, Fifth Third Bank, and Chase pretty regularly too, right? Because they're large mega banks that don't have a soul and don't care a dad blame thing about their customer. They're there to milk you. That's their whole job. The only difference in SoFi and those other guys is those other guys just tell you, we're here to screw you. And SoFi puts it all in all this little sweet millennial nurturing clothing, and it's just a bunch of crap. It's so hypocritical, it's unbelievable.
And they have a great arena.
They have an arena.
The SoFi. Yeah, the stadium.
I always make fun of that. I just go, SoFi, right? That's when you hear me picking on them, right? But I mean, it's just the big
corporations.
They are not your friend.
So if there was an alternative, Kenneth, it is more the credit union, your local bank, a state, you know, wide bank, a regional bank.
Yeah, exactly.
Going more localized with your banking is a better way. Because you're actually going to talk to people.
They sell debt too, but they have most of the local community banks and credit unions have at least a bit of, if not a really good soul. And they actually will treat you like a human being in the process.
If you have to go and sit down with somebody.
These guys, you know, they serve the stockholder. These mega banks, they got one thing. They need one thing from you. Your money. That's it. That's all they want. And it's just, it is kind of, you know, when you watch their ads, it's just like, oh, come on. Really? I mean, but I guess people believe it.
Well, they're good. Their marketing is pretty fantastic.
Yeah, it makes you sound like that they actually care. You know, it's a hoot. But they don't. I mean, I promise you, I'm not mad at them. I mean, they're just who they is. They're just another mega bank. That's all they are. They're out of San Francisco, which is where Bank of America was born. And the Visa card, which was when it was born, was called the Bank AmeriCard, was the birth of Visa. That's the DNA of Visa. It comes out of that same place. It's the same problem. So, yeah, no, it's not. I don't hate SoFi more than Bank of America. Our whole thing here, Kenneth, is we want what's good for you. We want somebody to, you know, and so when somebody is, you know, not taking care of the consumer, then there's a good chance, like timeshare people or something, that I'm going to say something negative about
it. For sure. Well, and I think there's a point there too, just to realize and be on guard, Kenneth, of how great we mentioned, like, their marketing is, like their commercials and stuff. You're like, oh my gosh. And if they're that good on that side, they're going to be that much better on all their online products. You're going to be in it. And you may not even realize, oh my gosh, I'm getting, you know, this here, and the ultimate, product is debt, because they're making interest on you. I mean, all of it. It's how most banks are making all their money. And so they're just really good at it. So,
yeah, like they spend billions of dollars trying to get your money.
Yep.
It's their thing, man. I mean, and Wells Fargo, I mean, that's the other one we can drop in there. The level of fraud that company's gone through is unbelievable. So, I mean, but it's, you know, what you're looking for is a bank that their whole existence is not built on trying to milk you like yesterday's cow. I mean, that's really what you've got to get your head around. And I do business with a bank or two or three, but none of them loan me money, because I don't borrow money, you know, so it's not an option. But the you know, just be careful when you're playing with snakes because they bite. That's the whole point.
Yeah, and I think too, a question we're getting a lot is whether where to hold my checking, right? And we talked about the Alchemy. But then a lot of questions about high yield savings account. That's like one of the biggest right now because the interest rates are so great. So even online banks are another great option.
Yeah, I'm fine with an online bank, but again, watch what you're doing. I mean, okay, because are they using the high yield savings account as the loss leader to get you in there so they can milk you with credit cards and home equity loans? And are they going to just completely hammer you over and over and over and over and over again? Because that is the business that they're in. The margins in that stuff it's incredible.
Yeah.
It's incredible the amount of money banks make. And so you just have to watch what's going on with that. And so, yeah, anybody that's going to take advantage, you know, that's not doing a stellar job for the consumer, especially in a financial arena, yeah, I'm going to call them out by name. And I have for 35 years. So I don't know that I don't recall being harder on SoFi than I was those other banks. But other than I sneeze and say SoFi because I think it's funny. But other than that, I don't, you know, it's not.
You know, I hear Bank of America more from you than SoFi.
I can't stand them.
I know.
They're just awful. It's just, why would anybody do business with those people? Create your free every dollar budget today, the simplest way to budget for your life.